And welcome back to Penny for Your Thoughts. I'm Jim Turpin, and as promised, we've got some important information for you coming up in this next segment of the program. We've been talking for some time now about enrollment and options and dates and all those kinds of things, and we want to make sure that you know what those dates are and what you should be doing, what you should be considering, and what your options might be. We're pleased to have here in the studio Sinead Rice-Madigan. She is the Vice President of Government Business for Health Alliance and Medical Plans. She's been on our program before and is going to talk to us about a lot of different things this morning. Nice to have you here. How do you like this fishbowl?
This is really awesome. I love it, Jim. I'm glad I have the opportunity to come visit you here today.
I'm glad that you're here. This is a busy time for a lot of people. People are wondering about 2018. They're reading all kinds of things in the newspapers and hearing it on the radio and watching on television about insurance, what's going to happen here and there. So let's just talk about some basic things this morning. Maybe we should start out with Health Alliance of Medicare Advantage, and then maybe we can slip from that down to the people that are not involved in that, maybe younger people and have individual plans or have plans with the company or does not have a plan with the company they work for. So let's just start about this open enrollment season. What does that mean? I have this plan. I am at that age, and I have this plan. What should I be thinking? What should I be doing?
Well, you're right, Jim. It's a very important time of year. We're heading into the holiday season and some upcoming dates around Medicare Advantage enrollment period. And we need you to be thinking about the coverage that you have today and looking at that with your family and with what you think works best for you, and make that decision by December 7th. And really, we see a lot of people doing that around the Thanksgiving table with their families and kind of considering their needs, what drug coverage they might need, or a provider that they want to see, a physician is in our network or not, and that's the kind of thing we really want people to be focused on over the next couple of weeks.
What if they talk and get opinions from everyone, and they say, hey, what we've got is pretty good? They don't have to do anything, do they?
That's right. That's right. If they like the plan that they're with, and 99% of the people that are with Health Alliance stay with us, it's a really great value. It's really, really wonderful to have people who think a lot of our plan and find value in it. And yes, if you like your plan that you have today, you can stay with it.
People are always wondering about money, about rates. Is there anything you can tell us in advance of this enrollment period about what to expect?
Well, our rate stayed steady this year, and we're really pleased to bring a very cost-effective plan to our membership and to those who may be shopping. But you need to think about more than just the premiums around your coverage. There are co-payment structure and co-payments for the drugs as well, so you need to be thinking about that.
You know, one of the things that I've found out is I hear from people and read on various publications, one of the things that you really need to do is when you're thinking about what the premiums are, and that's the main thing, how much is it going to cost, and you need to look over and see what you're going to get for that.
Right, right.
Because there's a possibility that somebody's going to come in and say, hey, I'm only going to charge you this. And if you don't look and see what that covers, you may be very sorry in the future.
Right. And we do think that's very important that you take a look at how comprehensive your coverage is. We believe at Health Alliance we have all of it in one place, your medical and your hospital and pharmacy. Plus, we bring you a lot of great additional benefits. There's a fitness benefit. You can go to the gym that you like to go to. And we also are bringing a new wellness rewards program to seek some value from getting additional dollars for taking a walk or getting your blood pressure checked or a colonoscopy, that kind of thing.
The Silver Sneakers program is gone, but you've replaced that with the one you just mentioned there. Elaborate on that a little bit. Health Alliance has got a little plan worked out where you can go do it, and they'll pay for it.
That's correct. So it is similar to other Silver Sneaker type programs. However, ours is a little bit more flexible. In our part of the world, there's not the Silver Sneakers may not have had all the gyms included in their network, and so we allow you to go to the gym of your choice, and we reimburse you for that.
And that's is a amount of money that
yes, it's $30
maximum. How much?
A maximum of $30 per month, up to the $360 for the year.
When I hear about the Medicare supplements, what does that mean?
Medicare supplement is another way to fill in the gaps with your Medicare fee-for-service coverage. Health Alliance also sells Medicare supplements, as do others in the community. It's different in that it's a little bit, we find Medicare Advantage a little bit simpler for people to follow because all your bills are together in one, and you don't get lots of different bills from various, your hospital visit, your physician visit. So we really think of it as a comprehensive way to get coverage through a Medicare Advantage. But again, it's all about what you think you need, and Medicare supplement should be something that you consider as well.
And much easier than dealing with straight with Medicare, that's for sure.
We are your assister in that, that's for sure.
People get inundated with paperwork, for
yes,
one thing.
Yes, we definitely streamline the paperwork process through the Medicare Advantage product, for sure.
All right, let's take a call. This is Carol. Good morning, Carol. You have a question for my guest?
Yes, I do. I have the Health Alliance supplemental to go along with my Medicare. And my Health Alliance picks up everything Medicare doesn't, so I'm really happy with that. I just never get a bill. But I'm wondering why my program doesn't include the health benefits with, like, the Silver Sneakers or the new one that has come out. They say that this program doesn't allow that. Could you explain why?
Sure, Carol. I'm happy to do that. Thank you for calling in. So we were just talking a little bit about the differences between a Medicare supplement plan and a Medicare Advantage plan. And with the Medicare Advantage plan, we have a little bit more flexibility to bring you some of those extras that I just mentioned in talking with Jim here. So you can take a look at our Medicare Advantage products by calling our customer service, and I can give you that number, and you can compare that to your Medicare supplement that you have today with Health Alliance and see if you would want to remain with that plan or look at a Medicare Advantage plan, which does have those additional extras in it.
Okay, but I was told if I switched over and went with the Advantage, it would allow me the gyms, but it wouldn't, but then I would then have copays on my supplemental policy where now everything is paid 100%.
I think that there are some, depending on the plan that you choose for Medicare Advantage, there are copays as well. So certainly you need to take a look at that in terms of what services you use under the supplement versus what you might find coverage under Medicare Advantage. And we're happy to work with you individually on that if you call my customer service team.
Okay. What is their number?
Yes, that number is 888-382-9771.
Okay, thank you very much.
Uh-huh, you're welcome. Thanks, Carol, for the call.
Bye.
Thank you, Carol. If anybody else has a question they would like to ask about anything at all, just give us a call, and we'll have our guest try to answer for you at 356-9397, or you can text us a question or a comment at 351-5357. So you mentioned that phone number. Is there anything else you can do if you need help? What about contacting your agent or somebody that's worked with you on it before?
Yes, certainly Health Alliance wants to be your trusted source for information. But if you work with a broker or you have a broker in the family, we work with brokers as well. So if you are comfortable with utilizing an insurance agent, you should reach out to them. We have many, many brokers that we work with very closely at Health Alliance. So we urge you to talk with the people that you feel most comfortable with. We also have seminars in the community, and we had really great turnout over the last month or so with people coming in to the seminars and speaking with our team about similar questions that Carol raised today.
What kind of questions are they asking you? I want to make sure that if there is some good questions that have been asked that we haven't covered or may not cover. What are people at these seminars talking about?
A lot of times they're just asking, they're wanting to know what their premium is going to be. So that's really
important.
That's
the main thing, right?
That is the main thing. And how that might compare to a Medicare supplement premium. Many times those premiums are quite a bit more expensive than the Medicare Advantage premium. So those are types of questions they ask. They ask about if their physician that they love is in the network. You know, if they're new to our plan, they want to know if they can go see the physician they've had for many years. So that's a question that we have. And we also hear a lot about drug coverage and what kind of what drugs that they may be on. We have a $0 tier one benefit through Walgreens and a few other independent pharmacies across the service area. So that's a really great option that we bring to our members and people looking for drug coverage. And they want to know about those extras. So hearing about the rewards benefit that we are bringing this year, as well as the gym membership, those always bring questions.
If they're out on Anthony Drive there on 74, you've got a very nice office there, at least for the time being. We have moved, and you're going to be moving. The Health Alliance will be moving too, and we get into that a little closer to the move date. But people can come in to this office out there and ask questions, can they not?
Oh, they definitely can, and we welcome that. We welcome walk-ins. You can call in and make an appointment, and we'll sit down and talk to you as well there at our Anthony Drive location. We aren't going to move that location anytime real soon. We're going to maintain that for a little while as we get used to our move here in the early part of 2018.
That one's going to be early 18?
Yes, it will. I think I might sneeze here on the radio. That's not good. But yes, that's correct. During the first several months of 2018.
Worst things have happened on the radio. I can assure you of that.
Well, great. It's
passed
now.
Don't worry about it. Okay. Well, as the December 7th date approaches, we've given you some ideas about what you should be thinking about, what you can do. Now, not everybody has these plans. What about individual plans? Let's just say you don't work for a company. Yeah, you don't have Health Alliance. You're not old enough for Health Alliance Medicare. So, what is available for people like that, and what can they expect with regard to premiums?
Sure. Thanks for asking about our other product line, individual. Individual health insurance coverage is very important to Health Alliance, and being able to provide that at a cost-effective way with a broad network here in our service area. So certainly people who are looking for that type of coverage are those that may not be able to have coverage through an employer. And in fact, many are early retirees, people not quite eligible for Medicare yet. So yes, that open enrollment has already underway. It ends December 15th, so it's shortened. Last year it went through the end of December, and so we really want people to take a look at the coverage that they have and make some decisions. In terms of the premiums, you know, there's been a lot of regulatory activity and changes around how insurance carriers are paid for subsidizing or reducing the costs of that coverage. However, Health Alliance worked with our regulator to, you know, make sure that we continue to provide those costs, those plans that provide the extra coverage while still not getting that payment from the federal government. So we believe that we have very cost-effective plans. And in fact, if you are receiving a subsidy, you may not even see any changes in your premium overall.
All right, let's go back to the phones for Mark. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Jim. We have two questions. We're shopping for our parents, and I wanted to know if there was a network difference between Medicare Supplement and Medicare Advantage. Then I wanted to know if there was guaranteed issue with both of those plans.
Right. So Medicare Advantage and Medicare Supplement do have different networks. Medicare Advantage is an HMO and point of service plan, which means that you have to see providers that are included in our network and accept Medicare. And we've arranged all of that. The providers, the physicians that are in our network are going to accept a Health Alliance plan. With Medicare Supplement, you essentially can see many of those same providers if they accept Medicare fee-for-service. So there is a difference in terms of that. The other part of your question was guaranteed issue. So Health Alliance during the annual election period is available to anyone of any age. And the difference between Medicare Supplement and Medicare Advantage is that Medicare Supplement is age rated. So as you age, your premiums increase. So that's something you want to consider with your parents and how old they are. And we can certainly walk you through that if you would like to make an appointment at our offices, or just give our customer service team a call and they can walk through this with you and your parents if you would like.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mark.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate the call.
What is a public marketplace? I've heard about that. And this does that fit into something we've been talking about, or is this something entirely separate?
Yes. For the individual products that we're talking about, there is a marketplace that was created by the Affordable Care Act when President Obama was in office. And that's just basically works like Expedia, or if you ever use any of those online shopping to compare plans. And so you can buy plans from Health Alliance through that marketplace or directly by contacting us. So it's it depends on how you like to shop.
Is there some kind of a limit on the amount of money that you can make?
Sure. So in the marketplace, in the public marketplace, used to be called the exchanges. They've changed it and made it sound a little bit, I think, fancier by saying it's a marketplace.
They're trying to get away from that exchanges thing. It didn't work every place.
That's right. So with the marketplace, you can get subsidies or support towards paying both your premium and your cost sharing, your co-payments and deductibles. If you purchase directly from a health plan, you won't get those subsidies, those supports. So it really depends on your level of income, and the marketplace walks you through that to identify what your eligibility amount will be, and then you can proceed through to the purchasing process.
Now, you talked about these individual plans and so forth, Health Alliance Medicare plans, and I noticed there seems to be an open enrollment ending date coming up fairly soon. So that's what, in a couple of weeks?
Yes. So for the individual enrollment period, it's you need to make a decision around your coverage by December 15th. If you like your plan you're in, we've already sent you our current members. We've sent you your renewal and your information to help you decide if you want to keep that plan or select a different Health Alliance plan, and we can certainly help you with that.
All right, let's go to Linda. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. I guess you just pretty much answered my question, which was what date did I have to change my plan? So the thing is, I wanted to know if any of your plans still cover Silver Sneakers. I've been a member of Health Alliance Medicare for 6 or 7 years now, and I was very happy with it until you took away the Silver Sneakers. And then the dental, which are the two, I only use one medication, and I'm very healthy, so I rarely go to the doctor, but the Silver Sneakers and the dental were my biggest, would be my biggest expenditures. So I was just wondering if any of your plans was still covering the Silver Sneakers.
Yes, so we talked a little bit. I talked a little bit with Jim.
I'm sorry, I tuned in late. I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem. Talked a little bit about the option in lieu of or instead of the Silver Sneakers. It's called the BeFit benefit, and it allows you to get reimbursed for the gym of your choice, and it works similarly to Silver Sneakers, and we can walk you through that if you give us a call and explain how that works. But it's essentially $30 per month up to $360 for the entire year.
That they're paying. The Health Alliance is paying.
I understand that. I've had that all this year.
Great.
I have now. Mm-hmm. But previous to BeFit, which is not as good as Silver Sneakers, I could belong to two gyms. So I'm very active and very healthy, so I could go to – I went to the Refinery in the morning and Mettler in the afternoon, mm-hmm. and Silver Sneakers – paid for both. And then when I went to Florida for 2 or 3 weeks, I could go to Silver Sneakers, would take my card, a gym down there would take my card, mm-hmm. whereas now I just have to pick one gym. So that's why I'm wondering.
Well, I appreciate your question and your feedback, and I will share that definitely with our product team as we continue to evolve and design our benefits to best suit all of our members.
Well, thank you. There's no gym. There's no plan even right now of yours that has the regular Silver Sneakers.
Okay. No, we do not support Silver Sneakers.
Okay. Thank you. That was my main question. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Linda. We appreciate it. Greg is next. Hello, Greg.
Hi, Jim. I'd like to ask your guest if the deadbeat state of Illinois has ever paid what they owe Health Alliance for employee health care and dependent coverage. At one time, the president of Health Alliance was on there a year or so ago, and they owed him almost $900 million. Is that figure pretty accurate?
Yes, and it had grown since that time he was on here. So I'm glad that you weren't calling me a deadbeat, so I appreciate that, Greg. Yes, we recently received an influx of dollars from the state of Illinois. That brings us nearly current, at least into the 2017 year for our coverage that we continue to pay our physicians for you as a state employee or your friends who might be state employees. So, yes, we have received almost $1 billion reimbursed through the borrowing process that the state just finalized through their budgeting for this current year.
I wondered about that because I had told the president of Health Alliance if somebody had a catastrophic illness and the premiums weren't paid, did they really have insurance?
Yes, and we, you know, you have a contract with us through the state of Illinois to ensure that we make those payments, and we have been paying our providers, our physicians, on behalf of their providing you coverage timely. So we certainly have honored that throughout this delay, and we continue to appreciate being partners with the state of Illinois in order to continue to bring great coverage to all of our state employee members throughout the region.
Thank you, Greg. I appreciate it very much. We're running into the news here, so let's wrap it up by giving once again, if you wouldn't mind, how people can reach you and maybe those dates once again for both the Medicare and also the individual plans.
Great. Thanks, Jim. So I do want to clarify the dates because we've talked about two types of products today.
That's what I said at the beginning. Yeah. A lot of people are confused about dates and options and so forth.
Yes.
But you've done a great job in providing the information about the options, I think. But now everybody out there get ready and get a pencil and a piece of paper and write these down.
I feel like I'm going to call out the lotto numbers.
There you go.
So yes, for Medicare Advantage, the annual election period ends December 7th. So I want to be very clear. For you shopping for Medicare Advantage, December 7th is your date. For individual open enrollment period, it ends December 15th. The individual period has been shortened from last year, so don't think you can wait till after Christmas to get this done. You need to focus on that date as well. I'm going to give a couple numbers here. For Medicare Advantage, if you have questions, please call Health Alliance at 888-382-9771. And for individual, our line is open for 877-686-1168. Again, we want to be your trusted source, and we hope that we can provide you with the information you need to make the best choice for you. Thanks so much, Jim, for having us on today.
Well, Sinead, thank you for coming out, and a thank to Laura Mabry as well for helping us get this program together. And again, call these numbers and don't forget the dates. So appreciate you coming out. First time in our, we call it the fishbowl. We're going to have to think of something a little more glamorous than that, but it is a kind of, we have a little more room. It's a little more, you know.
It's a beautiful studio. I really appreciate putting on the headphones here today.
Well, appreciate you being here. So we'll go to the news headlines now with Brian Barnhart, and after that we'll come back with an open line the rest of the way until 11 o'clock.